1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the country. Rowena Dunkerman for Jamie Mackay, catching up with a couple of farmer Stews. We've got Stu Lowe in North Canterbury, Stu Duncan in the Maniototo. Stu Lowe, I'll start with you because you're on your way to a very important course, my friend.
Yes, yeah, no, I'm going to a fundraiser for the Willows Cricket. Ben Dormer runs that, so yes, we're heading down to Christchurch to do that. But, just a bit of feeding out and getting organised. But, yeah, things are just in autumn maintenance sort of tick-over mode at the moment.
Yeah, how's your drought looking? Because things are still pretty dry, aren't they?
Yeah, we've had the odd... We had 12 mils last week. Things have greened up, but there's... Yeah, everyone's direct drilling, flat-out over-drilling stuff and going back to paddocks that haven't struck and that sort of thing. But, yeah, we need... we had a frost yesterday morning. And not just a mild frost, but... winter's getting closer, so we sort of need a good warm rain. I think I said about it last time, yeah, a warm rain would be good, but we haven't had it yet. So, you know, things are, yeah, but there might be a bit of capital stock have to go on different places if we don't get some decent rain.
Stu Duncan, how are things looking in the Maniototo? I know you're not off to a very important course today.
No, not too much happening for me today, actually, but no, we're a bit the same. We're a bit higher, obviously. We're about 600 metres above sea level, so we're not going to get a lot of growth. We've gone green, and everyone's quite happy about that, really, just a bit of refresher for the mind. But a lot of the lambs are gone. There was a lamb sale yesterday, which was quite good. The Canterbury buyers were quite strong coming down buying the half-bred lambs. The money wasn't huge, but into the late 50s and early 60s for some 25 to 30 kilo steer lambs, so it was pretty good that they had total clearance. But we're the same. We're drilling flat out autumn barley and winter wheat, and everything's going at the moment, so we're doing that. And then we're just the last one, a couple more drafts of lambs of prime to get away, and we've unloaded some stores. And all our ewes are still out on top of the hill, and we're feeding them grain out on top. There's quite a lot of roughage out there, but most of the guys around here now just had that autumn muster, getting them in to get them all crushed up for the ram, which majority of rams go out down here about Anzac Day and a bit later into the beginning of May for the final wool sheep. So once we swing into winter mode, we'll be right. The crops are average, but there's a lot of hay and grain in that. So it's just probably an earlier winter or a later autumn, really. We're sort of in that funny time, but like Stu was saying, we're doing flat-out repairing fences and a bit of maintenance and catching up with the track work while it's dry. So, no, we're not too bad.
You're going to have to hold your phone, Stu, a bit more to your mouth because you're kind of dropping off a wee bit there. I know, Stu Duncan, you've got bull sales coming up as well. How important is that income going to be for your farm budget this year?
Yeah, the bull sales are going to be pretty important, really, but we don't know. We're one of the first to sell, so it's pretty hard to get a gauge on it. But, you know, everyone needs bulls, and they've got to buy bulls, and we're pretty happy with the setup of the bulls we've got. They're pretty good. They've come through really, really well, and the heat, they've been sitting down in the sun and enjoying it, and there's a bit of irrigated country they're on. So, no, it'll be massively important for income. And, you know, the budgets, everyone's budgets are stretched. It's a pretty big conversation when you're sitting down at the pub or at the rugby club. You know, everyone's talking about how they're hard up against a lot of their overage, our facilities and that, so it's hard to see how to sell bulls into that. But, you know, you've got to keep pulling rams and bulls and stags is a big part of it. And most people down here, especially, you know, they put a lot of pride into their breeding stock, so hopefully they won't shy away from paying for quality, so that's going to be huge.
Stu Lowe up there in North Canterbury, news out this week that the Canterbury Show has been postponed for a year, an indication of how tough things are financially in the primary sector. What was the reaction on the ground? What have you heard?
Yeah, there's been sort of mixed reports, and I guess the show, you know, the Canterbury Show, there's a lot of competition there. You know, you have your field days. I mean, we get that every second year, and perhaps maybe the manufacturers, the people who, if you go to a show, you probably go to...
We've lost Stu Duncan, but you carry on, Stu Lowe.
So, yeah, you go to the field days, perhaps to buy stuff, whereas a show, you might go to catch up with someone. So whether or not the show's got to reinvent itself in the fact that, you know, there's limited stock there now, and horse events, and there's wood chopping and dog trials and things like that. So, yeah, it's just going through a phase of some of the businesses that have advertised or have had displays there are not so, and they'll tend to go to maybe the field days at Kiwi or Waimumu, you know, if they're really seriously looking for bang for their buck.
Stu Lowe, I'll stay with you. We've got Stu Duncan back, though. But we'll just switch to footy for a second. How does it feel, Stu Lowe, to not be part of the worst Crusaders team in history anymore?
I wouldn't say it's the worst, I suppose. Yeah, not the best. I would have termed it Rover.
Sorry, I could have been a bit kinder there.
Yeah,
the worst start to the season.
There's been seven very good years recently, obviously, so that's been good. They're going through a patch there where it's not so successful, but everyone goes through that. So, the Hurricanes are doing well, and yes, they're obviously going to have a good hot game in Fiji today, no doubt, and our fellas are over in Perth, and that could be hot over there too at this time of year. So, they'll be both up against it, I'd say.
Yeah, indeed. Coming up shortly, we're going to be chatting with Kevin Smiley Barrett, an ex-Hurricane himself. Stu Duncan and the Mania Toto, you caught up with him recently while he was doing the rail trail.
Yeah, no, we were at Wanaka for a do, and he rung. He was in Naseby the first night, and we couldn't catch up, and he was trying to catch up with Hoare as well. So, but we're lucky we come back to Wanaka and caught up with him after the Wanaka show at Ofa. So we had a good few beers and a yarn and talked a bit of rugby and farming, and it was good to catch up with them again, actually.
Yeah.
So, there's always a good chat when people come on the rail trail from all different places and mates of mates, so it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. How is the rail trail going? Is that starting to wind up for the winter now?
Yeah, it has, but school holidays are really busy. We've been flat stick every night this week. Its capacity, sort of like 50 or 60 people a night, so it's been really good with the rail trail, and there's a lot of Aussies on the trail. And we've just started in the hunting season here now, where there's a lot of horses. Obviously, we've got about 11 horses in the front paddock opposite the pub and three horse trucks sitting down the paddock. So there's a lot of North Islanders that come down for that. So it gets busy once the rail trail drops off, then the hunting season starts. And that's a pretty cool time, really.
Yeah, brilliant. And fantastic weather for it at the moment as well. Stu Duncan and the Mania Toto, Stu Lowe in North Canterbury. North Canterbury, Stu, I know you've got a very important course to go and attend to now, but thanks both so much for your time.
No worries. We'll catch you next week, right?
All good. Thank you.